أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين فإنه خير ناصر ومعين. Can you hear me? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept a'mal and ibadat of all of you and myself tonight so far. We are going inshallah to discuss about a tafsir and sharh or commentary on Ziyarat Ashura. Number one, we have to realize that these words of Ziyarat and adiyah and dua and prayers of A'im alayhi salam, they are the words of the highest ever possible human being. So for us to make an understanding, it's only a try that from the water of the ocean, if we can take a little cup and quench some of our thirst. So you do not expect, and I do not claim, that this is the tafsir of Ziyarat Ashura. That's one of the possible meanings and tafsirs of this Ziyarat. Basically, to start with, we have to understand that Quran, in the way we are seeing it today, in those words, has been descended. And when we say it descended, in the Arabic they say they use the word inzal. The word inzal means something coming from higher level to the lower levels, while the original status of that thing is kept at the same level. So for instance, when the drop of a rain is coming down from the sky, they do not call it inzal. This is not, or in English they say descendants. This is not called descendants, because as I said, in descendants and in zone, that object or that whatever, even if it's meaning, the originality of it is kept there, and it only comes, it shows, it reveals itself in a lower state. So Quran has been the same thing. Quran has come from, Quran is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it has come from the Avalim and universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it has come to the seventh sky that we hear. But when we talk about seven skies, we are not talking about physical skies, because all these skies that we see, physical skies that we see around or on top of our head, even to that limits that is not been discovered yet, it is probably all in physical terms, it's only one sky, or first sky. So we are talking about the sky of Qurb. These skies are closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say Quran was descended from the skies, that means it has come from a very higher avalim, and with a very intellectual meaning, it has been descended, it has become simplified and simplified and more simplified, until it has reached to these words that we are saying. For instance, when we see Quran in that verse, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and what do we understand from this? We say in the name of Allah, Bismillah, the most compassionate, the merciful. That is the lowest ever possible meaning of Quran. And if you allow me, we say this is the childish meaning of it. Why I say childish? Why I call it that way? Let's say when we have, you can make this comparison, when we have our children in the younger age, when they start to ask us questions, they say, Baba, how big is the sky? We don't know what to answer, what type of answer we can give them. Or they say, what is Behesht? What is Jannat? There are not words that we can say them, tell them so that they understand it. Or they may ask us, What is an ocean? What do we say to a child when we want to tell him about an ocean? I mean, they do not have that ability to make any understanding of it. Then, for instance, when we are talking, they ask about a scale. You know a scale, tarazu. We say in Farsi, tarazu. They ask a lot of questions and we do not have the answer for them. But a wise person of us, if there is some of the parents are wiser, they give them an answer that why they get that answer, it makes sense to them at that point, but they grow for years, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. They still see that meaning in it, but they see that the deeper meaning in it as well. Right? Let's say you say to a child of 7 years old, 10 years old, you say, your a'mal will be put on a scale. A scale is, as I said, I don't know what is it said in Urdu, but tarazu. So we tell to the 10 years old child of us, we say, your a'mal will be put in a tarazu. There is a tarazu for your a'mal. Of course he does make an understanding, and but he does not get the right imagination, and he would be thinking, what would be, how could my a'mal go on tarazu? Does my a'mal have any weight? While he's growing, he starts to realize at a later stage of his life, let's say he gets 12, 13, 14 when he goes to high school, that even like clothing has a scale. For clothing of a scale means a measurement for the clothes. We can measure it with. Then when he grows more, he comes to realize that therefore everything there is a scale. There is an scale. But it's not only that type of a scale that he has been hurt at the age of 10. Even he grows that much that he can come to understand even for Irfan is an scale, even for religion is an scale. A scale is, he understands that meaning of a scale as a whole is something that it can weigh. So then when he's 30, 25, 30, he realizes that what does that mean when he was told by his father at the age of 10 that his a'mal goes on a scale. Then he realizes the meaning of it. Similarly, Quran is the same. It's that type of thing that their meaning, we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, but that's why I called it, probably this is the most childish meaning of it. When I say childish meaning, I meant to say it's very literal meaning. It has the first thing we know, and unfortunately for a lot of us, like myself, is the last thing we know as well. We never get elevate with that meaning of, when we say Bismillah, for instance, with further studies, people come to realize that what is S, number one, because we say S, it's not only that S that we know, S meaning name. Then we come to know, to learn about Allah. And okay, for us, Allah is only one, or is the way to refer to Him, the Creator. But with further studies, we come to know that Allah is that collective name of Asma'ullah, that attributes of Allah. We come to learn what is attributes of Allah. And then we come to know what is name. Name is the Zat, essence of Allah, considered with any attribute, then it's considered Asma'ullah. Then we come to learn, okay, Allah is that biggest Asma'ullah. That's the greatest name in terms of Asma'ullah. So I don't want to go into the meaning of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But I want to say, we start to learn Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the most compassionate, the most merciful, and until we die and we are put into the grave, we are still taking the same meaning. That means the most compassionate, the most merciful. We do not come to learn what is Rahman. Rahman is that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives wujud, bring every creation out of the ilm of Allah to the outside world, for instance. Or what is Rahim? You know that yourself, you all know better than me, all of this world, just look at Salat, the namaz that we recite, all those meanings of the Salat have much deeper meaning than what we understand of it. So that is how Quran is descended down. So Quran is descended from that original meaning to these levels that we are dealing with in the book. In that volume of the book that you are seeing the lowest level of Quran. Similarly, Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have been descended. What does that mean when we say Ahlul Bayt are descended? That means Ahlul Bayt are the creatures in similar to Quran. They have got such a high status and they have come to the earth to be guiding insan, human being, on the path of Allah. But is it all about, what do we know about Aimmah? What do we know about Imams? The only thing we probably know that, most of us know that, is Imam is the successor of all the Prophet. Is sent by Allah and Imams are this, his successor, and they have come to teach us. But what the status is, we have no clue. If you see in some of those ahadith, in some of those du'as and prayers and ziyarats about A'immah, all those rewards that is promised for them, it says there is a condition, it says, if you know the haqq of Imam. Haqq of Imam is, you understand what is the status of Imam. So Imams, alayhum as-salam, they are, like Quran, they are descended. Descended, that means they have, we read in ziyarat, you look at, in ziyarat in Jamai Kabira, for instance, we say, and taqas samaa'an ahbata ila al-ars, something in those lines. We call Imam is a creature who holds the skies from falling down on the earth. Of course, if we take that physical meaning of it, even it's too big. Even the physical meaning of it, that Imam is that creature of Allah who holds the sky from falling down on the earth. But there is even much more to that. This sky and earth is not this physical sky and earth only. That can be only one meaning of it. And as I said, again I call it, I refer to it, you please excuse my language whenever I refer to childish. Why I say childish? Because we have learned this meaning when we have been child. That is why I call it childish. And once over the years when we have grown in our age, we have not grown in the understanding of those meanings. So whenever I say childish, remember it is because we have learned them when we have been child. So when we look at that, we say that one of the childish meanings of sky and earth is this physical sky and earth. But of course, the highest among it is in the words of Ma'asum, Imam Rizal alayhi salam, he has spoken about seven earths and seven skies. And if I tell you about that, that's another half an hour discussion or 15 minutes discussion. But it is, it has got a different meaning. Basically, skies are the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when there is seven skies between Allah and us, that means there are seven levels of qurb and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And probably one of the skies, if I want to explain something that we all know about it, one of the highest skies in this context is intellect and aql. Aql is one of the skies of Allah. Because Allah, when Allah has created, he says, Subhana Rabbi Samawat al-Sab, wa Rabbi al-Arazin al-Sab, wa ma fihinna wa ma baynahunna, wa huwa Rabbi al-Arsh al-Azim. That means, we're referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created seven skies and seven earths. But do we have more than one earth we are on it? No? There's only one earth. But I have seen some people, of course, I don't want to refer to the names. They say, okay, they have said some funny things, as like, this earth has got seven layers. And those things, I mean, basically it is because we all consider everything so physical. That's why we have to explain everything physically, so that it fits within the meanings of Quran. Nevertheless, so Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have descended and they have come down. We also read in Du'a Nutbe, وَأَيْنَا السَّبَبُ الْمُتَّسَلُ بَيْنَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاءِ. Don't we read that? We say, where is that? أَيْنَا السَّبَبُ الْمُتَّسَلُ. Where is that sabab, that vasile, that means بین الارض و سما, between the earth and the sky, is referred to امام زمان علیه السلام. دعا ندبه ازباد امام زمان. Where is that سبب المتصل, that which links the earth to the sky? Does any one of you here think Imam Zaman alayhi salam is so tall, when he stands on the earth his head is into the sky, and it is that way that Imam is linking the earth and the sky together? Would that make sense to anyone? I don't think so. So that is the skies of aql and intellect, that is the skies of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the earth is this level of lower level of our nafs, is that earth that is talking about. So Imam alayhi salam is between Allah and other creatures of Allah, even us as the human beings, and he links us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in many ahadith is explained there is no way to closeness to Allah except from the door of A'imma and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bar Muhammad wa al-Muhammad salawat. So if you wanted to know more about the status of Imams alayhi salam, you go and read this Ziyarat of Jami Kabire, Ziyarat Rajabiyye. In many of those there is a lot of quotations or statements by Imam themselves about themselves. The beauty of it is Imam have said about themselves what they are. But believe that we don't want to go into that too much. But the only thing was what I wanted to say was Imam also is descended like Quran, has come from higher awalim to the lower awalim. Okay, does that mean Imam is an iskaish person or is an earthly person? Is Imam, because there is a, what we saw, two blade sword on this. Because some people say, okay, Imam is a skyly person. What do I have to do with Imam? He's such a high person. I don't have any means to understand Imam. So I cannot follow Imam. So Imam is out of my reach. And they also, in that argument, they refer to this.